Hello, everyone. You're listening to Indie One on KPCRadio.com. I'm your host, Steve Lopez, and as usual, we're going to be shedding a light on local talent and show you guys why we love filmmaking, so all of you out there know, hey, we're not that pretentious. And today, we have a guest that will help you all delve into the musical side of filmmaking. He's a musician who has been working on short films, producing music on short films, and has recently actually directed a music video for his own short film. He goes by the name Julio Del Carmen, but however, you can name him as Swoon himself or JD. So, JD, everybody.
Hi.
So, JD, how do you feel?
I feel good. I'm glad to be here. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, just there's a little bit of a time crunch.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, sorry I'm late, by the way. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And just to let people know, we were actually going to have two guests today, but currently she had a schedule issue.
Yeah, she had a schedule issue. She was going to be here, but yeah, I was Andrea Shahayed, who's my partner in music and videos and etc., co-directing videos with me and co-writing and etc., but unfortunately she had some business to attend to, so.
And partner
so
in
it's
life.
Just me. Yeah, and partner in life, yeah. 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 My girlfriend.
Oh, that's wonderful, though. So just delving straight into this, how do you go about, because you produce music for short films, of course, how do you go about that?
I try not to think about it too much, I guess, with everything I do. I mean, that's kind of a lie. I mean, I do think about it, but I try not to come into anything with a blueprint or anything beforehand. You know, just whatever it is in the moment, whatever feels right. I'm huge on experimentation and just trying different things and throwing out the rule book and et cetera. So whether it's producing a song for myself or, you know, for fun or for a different artist or for a short film or et cetera, I try to just kind of go with whatever feels right in the moment. You know, if it's for a specific scene or whatever, I'll watch the scene and try to think less about what it's saying, you know, like specifically like dialogue and et cetera, or what the action is specifically, but more about just how it makes me feel and what kind of impression it leaves on me, and then try to take that same thing into the studio, you know, and record, you know, whatever that means to me in the moment. So,
and you said like that experience of life affecting your music, is that where like the experimentation comes in? Like, you like to mess around with music? Like, what is this experimentation?
Yeah, I mean, it's just fun. I mean, I really think art in general, you know, as passionate as I am about it, and I am very passionate about it, over time I just have realized, you know, over the years, that the main reason why I do it is just because it's a lot of fun. It's because it's just a way, an excuse for me to just be a kid and not have to, you know, not have to face, I guess, the realities of adulthood and et cetera. So experimentation really just is, you know, it's like a kid with crayons, you know, just not having to worry about coloring within the lines or doing whatever, but just kind of no consequences, doing whatever you want. So, yeah, that's the approach I try to take with everything that I do artistically anyway.
With, like I said, experimenting with music you love, when it comes to, like, making music for a short film, do you still kind of do that do whatever you want thing, or, like, does someone tell you, like, what they want or exactly what they want?
Well, actually, thankfully, I've had the pleasure of working with directors who have been really open. And then also, I think it's because I make it pretty clear to begin with what my stance is. Of course, I you know, if they need any tweaks or et cetera, I'm at their whim because it's their film and et cetera. So, yeah, I'm not like closed off or, you know, I'm not like gung-ho about it has to be this, it has to be experimented, it has to be, no. You know, and when I say experimentation, I don't necessarily just mean like, oh, the craziest thing that you've never heard before. I just mean not being closed off to anything, you know, being completely open to whatever comes in the moment, even if it may seem wrong for whatever reason, or it may not seem like the practical thing or et cetera, just being open. And so thankfully I've been able to work with people who are open, whether it be collaborators in music or people in film or people that I've worked with on my films, et cetera. They've all been pretty open-minded, and that's really what I ask for. But when I work with directors, yeah, I mean, I always try to, you know, I'll talk to them, or even if it's like producing for another artist, a singer, whatever it is, I like to sit and talk extensively with them and kind of get into their head space and, and try to understand where it is that they're coming from or what their vision is, and see where my sort of experimental thing fits in with what they're doing. So, yeah.
So it's definitely like a very collaborative effort.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I mean, it has to be, you know, and that's something that I'm kind of still getting used to. I don't know. And maybe it's something that I'm never going to get used to, and that's probably a good thing, honestly. But yeah, I mean, coming from the music background that I come from, specifically with my own music and as an artist, I'm very in control of every aspect of it, you know, being the producer, being the instrumentalist, being, you know, everything. For the most part, I'm very much in control of every little aspect of what it is. And so it's kind of nice to step away from that, and whether it's doing short films or whatever it is, and have to kind of collaborate or put my head together with someone else's and you know, navigate that, you know, that whole kind of collision of two artistic minds, you know, or more. Yeah.
And you just brought up, like, working on short films of yours. Could you actually, like, talk about your short films? Like, you recently just released a music video.
I did, yeah. So we just did a music video, which was amazing, an amazing experience to make. It was by far the biggest thing that I've done anyway up to this point. And, I mean, honestly, when it comes to actually making films, I don't have a lot of experience. You know, I've always just been a huge fan, and music has always been very visual for me. I've been doing music for 8 years now, just about, and only recently have gotten a chance to start doing more film stuff myself and not necessarily being a part of somebody else's. But the music video that we did was just, I don't know, we got really lucky, and everything happened to line up, so we were able to do it. We were able to get the funds, and we were able to... you know, put it all together and write it. And thankfully I was able to write it with a creative partner of mine who lives in Northern California. But just through like video chat and stuff constantly, we were able to write the whole thing. And then I was able to direct it. It was such a blast. And it just makes me more excited for the next thing and the next thing after that and so on. So yeah.
Speaking of that, that music video was for your song Violet, correct?
Violet, yeah, for the single, yeah.
Which we actually premiered on kbcradio.com.
Yeah, yeah, the day it came out, I was here on KBC and was able to premiere it with Johnny Barra, which was nice.
On Valley Vibe Radio, people go check it out.
Yeah.
And speaking of that, since you just did a music video for Violet, do you see yourself making like more music videos for your other songs?
Yeah, so we have some unreleased songs that are going to come out probably this month on an EP. We're already writing the next music video, hoping to get it done, you know, within the next few months. And really all we're thinking about is, you know, bigger and better, you know, and not necessarily bigger in the sense of budget. I mean, hopefully that as well, but just more, you know, and indulging ourselves more in our creativity and, like I said, in experimentation, et cetera, and hopefully getting something new and different out of it. So, yeah.
Speaking of that, like, since you directed the video for Violet, of course.
Mm-hmm.
With the next videos, do you see yourself still directing, or do you want to try out like letting someone else take the handles?
Honestly, I'm gonna direct it. It's just, I mean, when it comes to my music video specifically, I don't want to say I'm a control freak, but it's if it's my, you know, my song or et cetera, usually I have pretty set visuals in my head, and I'm not saying I'd never let someone else direct the music video for one of my songs, but at least for now, I like the idea of directing them. And also, just to, it helps me, gives me more experience, makes me better at it every time. And through every experience I've had with directing or working on any film, I'm able to reflect on it and see what I might want to do differently next time. And so I'm kind of addicted to that right now, that learning experience. Like, I'm addicted to making the mistakes more so than the successes. The successes feel good, of course, but at the end of it all, what I look back on the most are the things that I did wrong, or the things that I did that maybe I would want to do differently, because those are the things that I really feel are making me progress, and that I love that feeling of knowing that next time I'm going to do better, and next time I'm going to do this differently, etc. So directing, I think, really, really gives me the opportunity to just soak in the most out of the experience, you know, and it's just a blast, honestly. It's just really fun. So for now, I'm definitely gonna continue to direct them, but maybe eventually I'll let somebody else, you know, take the helm, and maybe I'll just do something different, you know.
Speaking of like mistakes that you talked about, what like mistakes have occurred, like with music videos and all that?
Oh man, tons. Well, some are mistakes in the sense that, you know, something that could have been prevented, something that I maybe could have done differently. But you know, what happens a lot, you know, on set, and I'm sure you know this as well, is there are always obstacles that come up that you never would have thought beforehand. So beforehand, you're always trying to plan everything and you're trying to be as prepared as possible. But I think one of the beautiful things about filmmaking is that when you're on set, it's definitely a performance art. And not necessarily not in performance in the sense of like actors or et cetera, because obviously they're performing in their own way, but it's a performance art in the sense that you only have a limited amount of time to capture what you're trying to capture because you're shooting only a certain amount of time, et cetera, especially on a budget. And when you have actors and et cetera, you don't have unlimited time. So everybody's really performing because everybody needs to be on their A game to get it done within this window of time, you know? So while that's happening, there are just tons of things being thrown at you, you know, like especially as a director, you just have like obstacles left and right. Okay, we can't do this anymore, or this is happening, or now we don't have this much light, or whatever. You're fighting, you know, you're fighting against the clock, or you're racing against the clock anyway. And so a lot of those obstacles are huge, and sometimes the way that you deal with them might not be the best possible way. You know, I'm trying to think of like a specific example, but I'm not even sure. I mean, honestly, it's just it's a lot. I mean, it's constant, and it's stressful and it's frustrating when it's happening, but it's very satisfying in the end when you figure it out and you end up with a product. So I really think it's amazing. I mean, honestly, I love the fact that it's just constant, you know, turmoil and constant, it's a constant battle, because yeah, that's how you learn, and that's part of the fun of it, is you have to be creative about how you find the solutions for these things, you know.
And going on like with the struggles and like issues, is there like certain times where there was just too many problems, it'd just be daunting to you?
Yeah, I mean, honestly, on this last music video shoot, I mean, probably the whole time, I was I was pretty stressed out the entire time, and you know, it was tough. It was definitely really, and it can be, you know, really, really tough and daunting, as you said. By the end of it, you end up feeling much better about it all. I mean, at least you hope so. But yeah, I mean, I think what it is that it's overwhelming, especially as a director, because when you're directing it, everybody's issues are coming to you. You have to make the final decision on, you know, how are we going to make the solution, and et cetera. And thankfully, you have, you know, if you're lucky, you have a crew of people who are creative. And so like on this music video shoot, oh, there were so many things that I never would have thought of a good enough solution for. But thankfully, I had people around me who were able to come up with solutions, who were able to, you know, think on their feet and think of things that I never would have thought of. And so I'm really, really grateful, and et cetera. And I think that's another big part of being a director and a big job, is just knowing your strong points and knowing your weak points, and when to let other people, you know, take control, or at least for a specific thing, you know, a solution for one thing, or et cetera. And being grateful and not letting people go without knowing how grateful you are, that they're there, that they're putting their time in, that they're putting the effort in, and et cetera, because it really is invaluable when you get those people who are, you know, not just working for a paycheck or et cetera. I mean, on this last one, so much of the crew worked for free, but that are, you can feel their passion and you can feel that they're trying really hard to work toward what you envision, toward your end product. Which in the end ends up being all of, you know, it's not my video, it's all of our videos together. But so that was another thing that was really huge, was just keeping the morale up and constantly letting the crew know, like, I really appreciate you guys being here. I really appreciate all the work that you're putting into this. And, you know, it's not going unnoticed, you know, not even a little bit.
Did you think like this experience like helped you grow, not just as an artist, but as a person?
Definitely. Yeah, I think so. I like to think that everything, I mean, any experience I go through, you know, helps me grow at least as a person, but especially in the arts and these bigger kind of things that I'm able to do and I'm lucky enough to do, like, you know, like putting out an EP, or it was an EP that I'm working on right now, and singles and the music video and stuff like that. Yeah, I definitely think it helps me grow as a person, just, you know, learning how to overcome the obstacles, a huge one being myself, just learning how to overcome my own frustration and, you know, et cetera. But yeah, I definitely think it helped, you know, or it helped me grow as a person a lot. Yeah.
And now delving into like your more artistic side and on the topic of music videos, how do you go about a music video? Because it's very different kind of like compared to a standard film.
Yeah. It's tough. It's definitely really tough. I don't know. I mean, my whole thing in film has always just been film itself. I never really thought of myself as someone who was going to make music videos. I didn't really think too much about music videos and et cetera. And so it was always just like film and how, and stories. I was always writing stories and et cetera. And, so making a music video was definitely weird and was different. You know, I had to think about like, okay, you have to think about how the visuals are going to fit in with the song, but at the same time, maybe you want to tell a story or et cetera. So, I don't know. I mean, I did watch other music videos to kind of just see what people do and what other people are bringing to the table. I'm the kind of person that always tries to do something different or try to do something new or maybe something that I haven't seen before. Maybe not necessarily something that no one's ever done before, but at least something that I've never really seen before that I don't see all the time. So I don't know. I mean, I think with music, like, it's good not to think too much about it, especially music specifically, because I feel like that's the kind of art form that is like, it appeals so much to like, you know, the animalistic side of humanity. It's just like what you're feeling so much more than what you're thinking. So I think the visuals, as long as you think about it that way, at least to a degree, then it helps a lot, because you're trying to create visuals that cater to the music, that cater to the sound, cater to the feeling that the music is bringing. And so as long as you're doing that in some way, shape, or form, then you got a video, you got a music video, you know?
Speaking of that, like, because with music videos in general, they use very specific imagery. So how do you personally go about finding imagery? Because sometimes people will just be like, how does that have deeper meaning? How do you find that deeper meaning in things?
I think that comes from just story writing. A lot of just metaphors and et cetera every now and then. But even then, I it doesn't have to be that. The imagery just, honestly, I think it's as simple as people overthink a lot, you know. And in this last video, music video that we did, Violet Swoon, you can look it up on YouTube and watch it and see what I'm talking about. But there's a lot of imagery, a lot of violet imagery. There are a lot of metaphors and et cetera. We did think a lot about the details, but that's not something that I'm married to as an idea. You know, I try to keep it simple and et cetera. I don't think you have to overthink it. Just whatever you think would look cool. Honestly, that it can be as simple as that and still be beautiful and still be profound and not have to be the scholarly, you know, allegory or whatever. It could just be, you know, this is cool. This looks cool. This is fantastic. You know, this is beautiful, whatever. And just film that. Just, yeah.
Yeah. And is there any like last thing you want to say to like people who want to be music producers or musicians in general?
Musicians. I would say don't let anybody tell you that you can't do it. And don't let anybody tell you you're doing it wrong. Because a lot of people try to think there's a right and wrong way of doing it. And a lot of people try to be exclusive about it, which is my least favorite thing in all of art. Altogether, I think no matter where you come from or who you are how much money you have or whatever it is, don't let anybody tell you that you're not capable or that you can't do it. You know, as long as you put in the hard work, as long as you're the hardest working person in the room, then really there's nothing that can stop you. And you know, other people might try to judge it, but whatever, you know, you have to trust yourself and even if it's not, if you're not trying to be a musician as a career, you know, even if you're doing something else or whatever, you know, you don't have to be this coolest person ever or whatever, that whatever this whole like cool club of artists is like. No, you just you know, just do it for fun. Just don't, you don't have to take it so seriously. Just try it, work your ass off, sorry, butt off, and you know, and you'll end up with something, I promise.
Well, thank you so much for being on the show.
Oh, thanks for having me, man. So thank you, I appreciate it.
Follow him on Instagram, guys. Swoon Like You,
Swoon
correct?
Swoon Like You, yeah. Swoon okay. Like You spelled out sounds.
Wonderful. This was a wonderful show.
Yeah.
And everybody, again, this is IndieWood on KPCRadio.com. I'm your host, Steve Lopez. And actually, next week, we might be talking about a new form of acting, you know, a very vocal form of acting. But till then, this has been Steve Lopez on KPCRadio.com. And I bid you all adieu.